I think the biggest challenge that our council, but other councils and governments across the country are going to face is inflation. And the reality is, you know, residents are feeling the sting of inflation with everything that they do, whether they go to the grocery store, they're putting gas in their car. So we need to make sure that we're keeping that piece under control when it comes to their property taxes. But we still need to get our work done. We have infrastructure projects that are going to be deeply impacted by inflation. Cost of concrete, cost of steel, cost of, you know, supply chain. These are all issues that are really going to impact our moving forward with infrastructure projects. And they're important pieces to just daily operations of the town. So making sure that the project management on that side is done with care and with the inflationary pressures in mind is going to be probably one of the biggest challenges. But the other one is Orangeville's almost at its build out. So our build out number is 36,000 people. We're close to there. So these next 4 years are going to really shape what the final Orangeville is going to look like, because we really don't have a lot of land left, making sure that we make appropriate development decisions. And the provincial government is adding some hurdles to that right now with some implementation of new bills that are taking decision making even further out of municipalities' hands. So being able to combat that and make sure that we get the Orangeville that we all want to live in is going to be the important piece. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a challenge to overcome for sure.